Hello and welcome to my podcast about anything and everything so far. And it is April 8th, 2024. I was looking at the weather and it's really interesting because right now where I'm at, you know, apparently from what I'm reading on Google here is it's 5 degrees. However, over more and towards, I guess, an eastern town, it's 9 degrees. And so I guess the high is 13 and the low is 5. And I guess I was thinking about it. And the other day I was more towards in the valley and it was really cold. I was like, wow, it's cold, cold, cold. I almost needed like a winter jacket. And then I came more towards, I guess, west, like out of the valley and headed more west. And it was really warm. So it was like interesting how there's like such a difference. And I have a question. Unless it's just me, does anyone ever like in the morning sense the different temperatures? I've been sensing this since like, I want to say 2019. So in the mornings, like, you know, temperature is kind of regular. Sometimes it's a bit cool in the morning. And then all of a sudden it's almost like someone turns on a microwave for like, I don't know, a little bit. And then it kind of like dissipates. So what I mean by a microwave is like, I sense that almost like there's like this really interesting radiation of heat. And then it's on for a while and then it dissipates. Does anyone ever notice that? Or is that just something that I notice? But anyways, you know, I was kind of thinking like, oh, what could I talk about? And I find money realities very interesting, you know, like, and I wonder, you know, the other night I was talking about politics on my stream and this one guy's like, I was always told never to talk about politics. And I understand that where it's like it could ruin friendships. You know, I was chatting with some people and it got a little political and I was like, oh, wow, it's like an extreme opposite point of view. And I was like, OK, well, maybe just, you know, not talk about politics and, you know, with certain people. And it's like, I wonder if that's the same with money. Like, has, you know, I think my whole entire life, even now, people are like, yeah, you know, you just never talk about money. Don't talk about money. And I'm like, well, I think it's really cool. And I always wonder, like, what is your financial reality? You know, there's all these like myths and folklore and, you know, rules of like, oh, don't talk about it or like don't own it or don't be the manager and your own CEO and banker of your own life. You know, it's like, I was looking at also everything that I pay for and I was like, okay, so do I use this? Like I have Audible and it's like probably like $14 to $16 a month and it's like I never listen to it. And then when I go to delete it, I'm like, no, 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 I want to listen to it. So then I play something, you know, or what, like, so I was looking at all these different subscriptions that I have and I actually have this friend and she always subscribes to something. And I'm like, what, like, did it work or what did it create? And she's like, well, you know, on a dating site, you know, like she paid for it and then she got like a partner indirectly. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Like she was willing to pay for a dating site. And then we play video games and she's like, oh yeah, I paid for this subscription. And I was like, why? You know, I'm like, why would you pay for that subscription? She's like, well, you get all these games, you get like tons of games and you can like play everything and you get a game every week. And I was like, oh, interesting. Like I don't play games like that. Like I don't, like what I do is I find a game that I like I was playing Resident Evil for like, I played it like 3 times in a row just because it's like an open world and then you kind of get to like manage your character and go wherever you want. And that's how I like playing video games. I don't like video games that are very controlled and difficult and like not free to play, like around like your character. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Anyways, so then With yeah, so and now I'm play- so since I've played Resident Evil so many times and I could just probably play it with my eyes closed, I'm like, well, now what is the next game? I could play like Tomb Raider. So now I'm playing Tomb Raider, and at first I was like, oh my God, this is so boring. And now I'm playing it and it's like difficult. I think I'm at a place where I don't know. I can't remember where I'm at. But it's getting good. It's like pretty good. You know, you have a mix of like, it's kind of a bit controlled with the fact that you're running through the simulation of like, I guess a jungle and like an ancient Aztec cave, I guess. And what I like about it is it's pretty sweet because you're like, there's water and then there's like this cave, and like they did really good with the graphics. And so it's really fun to play the character. And yeah, it's pretty sweet. Anyways, so I like to choose games that like where I'm like, oh, it's Tomb Raider. I'm playing Tomb Raider. And then golf. So I love golf. And you know, it must have been my TV. So my other TV that I had, it was from 2018 or 2019. And it was like, I thought, oh yeah, I'll get this like, I think it was like 55 inches or maybe 58. I don't know. And I was thinking, yeah, I'll get this TV and it's going to be huge and it'll be great. And then as time went on, I had to update the TV. And so you know, it was weird. It was every time I left my apartment and I came back, my TV wouldn't work. And I was like, what the heck's going on here? So I had to sit there for like a day or two and like either update it. And then after you updated the TV, like there were things that wouldn't work and I couldn't watch like Netflix or Disney or whatever. So it was interesting because I was like, okay, so you have to update your TV and then after that, nothing works. So then I stopped updating it and then I went to go play golf on the TV. And then what I noticed is that the green was more of a brown. And I was like, oh, well, it's like if they're trying to make this realistic, it's not very fun because, you know, the green should be greener. And then same with like, so I also played Resident Evil and Tomb Raider. And then one day, this was like a year ago, I was cleaning my place and I hit my tripod and my tripod hit the TV and it fell in such a way that at the bottom, it made a bit of a, like a, I guess a mark. And then there was like this little tiny dot that it wasn't, okay, you know, like how there's like cinema view. So the bottom is black and then the middle is your like the viewing of whatever, like the screen, like the TV or the movie or the show or whatever you're watching. And then the top is like black. So it's like, there's a bit of a border of black lines. I call it like cinema view. Well, that little mark and that little white dot was in the black area. So it wasn't on like the screen of the, like what I was watching, but you could still notice it. And like, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I can live with it. No big deal. And then one day I had my Air Miles and I was looking on Air Miles and looking at everything that I could get. And then there was like this, it's a bit of a smaller TV. It's like a, I don't know, 50 or 52. And it's not bad. And I was like, oh, and it was really cheap with Air Miles. And it's like a new, I don't know if it's Sam, I don't know what name brand it is. I think it's like a Samsung Crystal TV. And I was like, ooh, Crystal, what is that? You know, is it like little crystals that form the like screen, like the images? I don't know. I haven't looked into it. So anyways, so I ordered this TV from Air Miles and I'm thinking, oh my God, they're going to ship a TV. What if they like drop it? Or what if it like, it's, you know, it's precious cargo, it's fragile. So what if something happens to it? And then like, so it's very interesting. So I was like, I wonder what this adventure will be like. So I ordered it and it got shipped to some random place and I went and picked it up and I was like, oh, I'm by myself and I have to lift this. And I put it together. And guess what? It's a smaller screen, but like the fact that it's crystal, the colors are like very, very vibrant. So in Resident Evil, there's like these little plants that you can pick up that like regenerate your life, health, and energy. And on the old TV, they would be like, you'd be like, okay, that's a green plant and that's a pink plant, and you'd get it. With this new TV with the crystal color, it is like vibrant. It is like glowing. I was like, ooh, this is cool. So it like enhanced playing video games. And then same with the golf course. You know, on the old TV, it was like a brownish green. And I was like, oh, this is so unappealing. I was like, I don't want to play this video game. And then, like last night, I was like, you know what? I'll try this golf game again. And the video game is so much more vibrant. Like, the green is like a beautiful, like, lime green. And it's like nice. And like, the character is even more like alive, and it's really cool. I'm like, oh wow, it's such a difference. And it's from Air Miles too, like, and cheap Air Miles. I don't know if they were on sale or whatever, like maybe no one orders TVs off of Air Miles. But yeah, so you know, oh my God, it makes me think this one time, like everywhere I went with my ex, I was like, ooh, I have points for this. Like, oh, I have points for this hotel room, or oh, I have points for gas, or oh, I have points for a free meal. And one time she's like, what do you have points for life? And I was like, sorry, I could not stop laughing. Oh. And I was like, oh, okay, I hit something, and I was like, oopsies. And I was like, oh, come to think of it, yeah, because like everywhere I go, like, so, like, for almost, so in BC here, you could get points for like every store and every gas station. And I tried to look at that in across the border in the US, because I was like, everywhere I went for gas in the US, I was like, ooh, I better be banking up points. And it's like not a thing. However, with hotels, you can always collect points, right? So I'm like always doing that. And I'm always like, no matter which hotel I go to, I'm like, oh, what points can I collect? But yeah, and then once, and then I just forget, like, so I collect them and then I forget about them. And then I'm like, and then going forward, you know, maybe like a couple years later, you've got all these points saved up so you can get like a free room, or like maybe there's other things like food, movies. Movies are another one. And I think there's some good movies coming out. I should like check that out and see what movies are out now. So I've probably got a couple free movies as well. And yeah, so like that, you know, that definitely helps with like, oh, and then another thing, there's Save On Foods, and you can go grocery, like it's a grocery store. And I have to maybe give them a call because I go shopping there quite a bit, and my points never change. I think they're at like, I think they were at like 16,000, I want to say. And every time I went there, I'd always scan my card, and for like a year, it was still at 16,000. And I was like, I think this should be going up. So I gotta give them a call, you know. Now, the interesting thing about this is when you change like your email address and your phone number and your house address, you have to update everything as well. So that was annoying. I did that like in the past 3 years, I did that like three times or like four times, and I wanted to switch over all my information. So like for Canadian Tire points, I probably still have an old phone number, and I'm like, God, I have to update this, because like you could have like $200 worth of Canadian Tire points, but if you don't have your phone number and if you don't have your card, though, that money is gone. And so like $200 is pretty sweet. Like, it's easy to spend $200 at Canadian Tire because it's so expensive. Like, I'll go in there and I'll go to buy like some tape. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna buy some tape. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like I'm buying like $300 worth of cleaning supplies and like a cookie jar, or I don't know, or like a soccer ball and a compass, you know. And I'm like, oh, this got pricey real fast. So yeah, that $200 can help. Or like if I go to buy like a screwdriver or something, and it's like, would you like to spend your points on this $30 screwdriver and get it for free? I'm like, hell yeah. You know, like it's really convenient sometimes to have these points. Even with, I would always be, oh, there's these random places that have points, Lids, a hat company, and Indigo, a book company, and Forever. I like, so every year, if you pay, so for Lids it's like $10, and for Indigo it's I don't know. I want to say like 10 or 20. Anyways. So every year, if you renew your account or your subscription or whatever, you can get 10 or 15 or 20. I don't know. Maybe it's like too good to be true if it's 20%, but you get a percent off. And it's funny because I'll only go there like once a year. And now like I don't go to Lids very often anymore, but like I'd go there a lot and I'd buy a hat, or I'd buy like two hats or three hats. And for Indigo, again, I go there maybe once a year, and they always ask like, do you want to buy like a subscription or an account or whatever? And it's funny because it would save so much money. However, I only go there once. And a couple times I did buy their buy into their whatever it is, subscription or whatever, to get points. And it can be worth it, but I don't go there a lot. And same with like Indigo. I probably have $30 of points from going there over since like, I don't know, forever. And it adds up. So it's really just smart to me. What I think is it's fun and easy to just like collect points everywhere you go. And then eventually if you just forget about it, but keep collecting. Oh, same with, so the Shell, okay, you can double, almost like triple dip with the Shell. You can get air miles. And if you have BCAA, a membership there, you can like collect. And then like, so with air miles, you collect points and sometimes get like 7 cents off gas. And on top of that, you can get like 10% off with gas. And it's sweet because it's really sweet. And I don't know what the third thing would be. But anyways, So and it's like, that's my money spiel. You're like, what are you talking about money? It's like, well, you know, points, you know, there's these different things that are, you know, can be considered money and finance. And like, I always forget that gold can be considered like money, and silver. And it's like, or even like an antique painting. Oh my God, let me tell you about this antique painting. Okay. Oh my God. I just thought of another thing. Okay. Gotta do something right now. I got to do something right now. I don't know if this can work, but okay. Hold on. Give me a, okay. So I'm going to go, antique mirror. There we go. Okay. So let me tell you about this. Okay. Okay. So, one second here. And then, okay. I'm like, there's these important things I have to do before I forget forever and then never remember again. Okay. So thank God. Like, so this is really cool because where can business take you? So it's like, some people think that like, you know, if you start a business, it has to be like your whole entire life. There's a story about how I started my business, my cleaning business, and where it took me with this painting. So here, I got like, if I go off many different tangents, I'll forget. So, cleaning business. I started it from like an idea in Croatia, and how I met like these people, so friends and their boss, and her, anyways, I'll tell you about that in a second here. However, so I have this cleaning business and I love it, and it's cool, and it has been created, and it's awesome. And 2019 COVID kind of killed it, because like I was doing good, and then I had these like clients, and then all of a sudden COVID happened, and I was like, ooh. And anyways, so now I'm like, ooh, what would it take to pick it up? So back then, like this was like a long time ago, I had this client, and she was so cool and like so awesome. And she had her story of how she, you know, had properties and like her own businesses. Like she had different food trucks and worked at different events, and she was always doing something, and she had like I think she had like a family, like a husband and kids and all this stuff. And then she was talking about her life, and it was really interesting and it was really cool. And one day, you know, I'm cleaning her place and she's there tinkering around, and she's like, would you like this? And I'm like, look over, and it's like this painting. And she's like, here, have this. It's a gift for you. Maybe it'll be worth something one day. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. It was really cool. I was so grateful for her, like, to do that. And anyways, so she basically was selling one of her properties and, you know, shifting a lot of things. And so basically she gave me this, like, gold. Oh, I got to cut this short. I have to probably go in like 5 minutes. Okay, so she gave me this gold frame, and it has this painting of like a waterfall. And I kept it in storage. Well, I kept it in my apartment and I'd hang it up on the wall, but it was never in the frame. So then I put it in storage and I thought that, oh, this will be safe. This is going to be really safe. And like, cause I had it, like I had it safely bubble wrapped, and I had it like with other paintings, and I thought, oh, nothing's going to happen. Hold on a sec here. This is so funny. I'm like multitasking and I'm not even typing in the correct words. So basically I had this painting and I had it safe. And then all of a sudden the other day I was like, you know what? I want to see if someone can put this painting in its frame. And I go to look at the painting and there's like this hole in it. And I'm like, a hole? What the frick? Where did this hole come from? So I'm like, okay, now I got to get this fixed. So I take it to this framing store and they're like, ooh, call this person. And it could take a year for this person to get back to you. And I'm like, what? So I contact this person and he's amazing, and him and his wife are amazing. So I drop it off with them, and as they're quoting me, so I'm like, can I get an appraisal? And sometimes we were talking through email and I'd get very like, I would get confused, cause I was like, what's going on? Like, what am I paying here? Like, I just want to be clear. And so there was one quote, if I wanted to send it to Toronto, I could pay $2,000 and it would get refurbished like completely. Or if I let him fix it, he would put it in the frame and fix the hole, like this bubble hole thingy. And I said, you know what, just do what you want to do. Like, just fix the frame, just put it in the frame. And if you can fix this bubble hole thingy, then fix it. He's like, all right. Basically, he was like, okay, it's going to cost this amount, but I'm only charging you, like, he's like, I'm paying out of pocket for this. He's like, this is fun for me. So I'm only going to charge you the material. I'm not charging you any labor. And I was like, okay. So I went and got it yesterday, and oh my God, it is like the frame is fixed and it's together. And he put the photo in the frame and he fixed the hole. Like, you can't even tell that there was a hole in this photo. I'm like, oh my God, that's magic. And I only had like $80 on me. So I was like, oh my God, I have to give you a tip. I wish I would have given him like at least 100, but he's like, no, don't give me a tip. I was like, I have to, you know, I was like, I have to. He's like, oh, thank you so much. And he was grateful and I was grateful and it was awesome. But I do have to go, and I did want to talk about the beginning of how I started my business. You know what? I got a couple of minutes. I'll do it real quick. I went to Croatia and met my friend, and I'm so eternally grateful for my friend, because like, she was so generous and kind and nice and fun and a beautiful person. And same with her friends. Her friends were so nice and we all hung out. And then they kept saying, yeah, Psycho, our friend Psycho, our boss Psycho. And I'm like, Psycho, who is this person? They're like, maybe one day you'll meet her. So one day my friend and I are like leaving her place, and all of a sudden this like beautiful, like, I don't know, it's like a pimped out Chevy Yukon. It's like beautiful. And this beautiful woman hops out and she's like, oh my God, she's just like got it all. And she comes up to me and she shakes my hand. She's like, hi, I'm Psycho. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking cool. And one evening, like, we all got together and we were sitting there just chilling. I think we were watching a movie and talking and just enjoying our time. And she told me about her business, and like, she's like, yeah, I created a cleaning business because I like cleaning. And I'm like, yeah, me too. I legitimately like cleaning. And she's like, and you know, I had a client and he ended up giving me all the accounts to Porsche. And she's like, so now I manage all those cleaning dealerships. She's like, now I manage all those dealerships and I, you know, clean the cars for them. And it just started off for my cleaning company. So then when I came back to Canada, I was like, oh, sweet. Like maybe I could create a cleaning company. So I did. And it started off with like Airbnbs, mostly Airbnbs, and then random people who needed like random things done. Like one guy was like, oh, I opened up my champagne and the champagne went all over the place. And can you just wipe it up? And so I got paid for that. And then this one person was like, oh, and all I have to do is advertise this. So I need to get like a decal. So he's like, oh, you have a cleaning company? He's like, why don't, he's like, I have a construction company. He's like, can you, do a final wipe down of everything? And I was like, sure. So, you know, there's these things that like this, these businesses that you can connect with if you're willing to connect. And it was never like full time, but it's just taking the time out of my day to be like, yeah, I'll help you with this. And yeah, I could do this. And I have the capacity to do this. So it's like, where can your business take you? Like, what business is asking to be created, that could contribute to your life that you don't, that it's not what you think that it is. All right, I gotta go. Thank you for listening. I hope you had fun today. I think I can put a poll, or Spotify has polls. I stopped doing the polls. Not stripper polls, but like like questionnaire polls. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. And yeah, I'm excited for some guests coming up on my podcasts. And if you do enjoy this, give a follow. And if you can like it, great. I'm also on YouTube and Spotify, but Buzzsprout is probably where it's at because you'll get every episode. So yeah, give a follow. And if you want to support, click support and go from there. We'll talk later. Bye.